Okay, guy walks into a bar. Or maybe I should say, so this guy walks into a falafel stand. That might work better in the Arab world. But stand-up hasn't been all that standard in that part of the world. A group of local and international comedians is trying to change that, though. The world's Aaron Schachter recently checked out the Amman Stand-Up Comedy Festival in Jordan.
Ladies and gentlemen, give a very warm round of applause for Dean Obidullah!
Stand-up is such a part of life in the U.S. that it may be hard to imagine a routine introduction like this being groundbreaking. But as Dean Obidullah points out in his act, comedy isn't really a part of Arabs' culture, whether they're living in the Mideast or the U.S.
This is my impression of older Arabs in the States watching my comedy. They just stare at me like this. Like they're watching a magician and trying to figure out a trick. And after the show, they'll be like, "You're very funny. I laughed three times tonight. Very funny show."
Obidullah is an Arab-American comic. He helped create the Amman Stand-Up Comedy Festival last year, along with the mayor of Amman. Mayor Omar Maani says the festival is intended to give Jordanians a good laugh, but also to show the rest of the world they can laugh.
These are tough times, and I think comedy plays a very important role in opening up the horizons, relaxing, having fun. And the statement is very strong that in the Arab world, the silent majority are unheard, and the silent majority are moderate, they are constructive. And this is not, unfortunately, perceived in the West.
Thank you guys very much for coming out this morning or the edge of the afternoon to our stand-up comedy workshop.
As part of the festival, the comics are holding workshops for aspiring comedians. This is Maysoon Zayed, who used to describe herself as a Palestinian Muslim virgin by choice, her father's choice. She's married now.
I think the first most important thing to think about when you think about doing stand-up is tell the jokes that you want to hear, tell the stories that you know. Stand-up comedy is all about making the audience think that you are talking about yourself. And if you want to do stand-up, trick your friends. Be sitting there, you know, eating your shawarma and tell the joke. Just tell it. Just do it and see if they laugh. If the people who love you don't laugh, it's not funny.
You guys like Lebanon? You like my country? Yeah? Thank you, guys.
Most of the comedians who are appearing at the festival are hyphenated Arabs from the U.S. and Canada, but they made a point of bringing in Middle Eastern comics as well. Lebanese Nimr Abu Nasser is like an old-time borscht belt comic, setting up jokes in English, finishing off with Arabic punchlines. The crowd loved it.
Do we have any Saudi Arabians in the house today? Anyone from Saudi Arabia? Yeah. All right. Two people. Do we, Saudi Arabians are the manliest men on the planet. When a Saudi Arabian doesn't like something, right? When Virgin megastores open, Saudi Arabians went crazy. They're like, Virgin? Then they walked in, there's books everywhere.
I ask Abu Nasser how hard it was starting out as a comic in a region not really known for its introspection. After all, comedy is nothing if not looking inward. He says Lebanese, for one, are self-critical. They just never do anything about their gripes. The real stumbling block, he says, is regional differences.
In Egypt, I was on a TV show called Adam, and I was talking about dating, and nobody was laughing. Then I asked, and they go to me, because nobody knows what you're talking about, really. Because here you don't go and ask a girl out and take her out and whatever and whatever and whatever. You see a girl, parents talk to her parents, and it's done, and you marry her.
Then there's the issue of what you can say.
Don't talk about sex. That's the rule anywhere you go. Don't talk about the government. You can't cuss at all, out of the question, you know? And stuff like that.
Abu Nasser and others say you can be funny, clean. There's always your parents, your spouse, and your mother-in-law to talk about. But you do have to know your audience. While there was a good deal of laughter at the shows, there was also a decent amount of tisking, mainly at jokes dealing with sex and marriage. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Amman, Jordan.